Jesus, in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my preparation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls this church away. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my preparation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. Amen. Good to be in church tonight. Just appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Look forward to what the Lord would have for us. Brother Darrell's here tonight, back there, ready to go. So I'm sure we're in for a blessing tonight. Just a few prayer requests I'm going to share, and I'm going to ask Brother Gene, if you don't mind, to come and pray over these. Please remember Sister Brenda Harmon in prayer. She's been sick since yesterday. Thinks it may have been food poisoning. Also remember Brother Keith Phillips. He's been admitted to the hospital. His blood counts are very low. He has to have another blood transfusion. Probably put in isolation. I think his white count was really, really low. Said visiting would not be advised at this time, but let's certainly remember him in prayer. Also pray for Caleb Adkins, got sick on the way home from Georgia. Thinks he possibly got food poisoning. Let's remember him. Let's also remember the Cooper family. They went to West Virginia to decorate graves, be on their way back tomorrow. So let's just pray for traveling mercy for them. Remember Brother Gary Hall in prayer. He's in the hospital with gallbladder attack. Just remember him. Also pray for Brother Baker. He has a lot of pain in his back, unable to be in church tonight. Also pray for Jonathan Baker, has a physical in the morning, just asking everything to be okay there. Please pray for a couple by the name of Ken and Mary for needs in their life. Brother Joel Moyer, their court case is this Friday. Ask you to continue to pray about that custody situation. Brother Aaron Vaughn would like for us to remember his wife, Melissa Vaughn, not feeling well, home with severe headache. Let's remember her. Please pray for John Carter, that the Lord will lead him where he belongs. And then Brother Harvey Lunsford's brother, Steve Lunsford, they found a mass on his brain. So just a real serious need. If we could stand tonight, Brother Gene Lehman, come take these needs to the Lord for us.
Let's just bow our heads just tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the opportunity to come into your house once more. We come, Lord, expecting, God, you to be here because we brought you here, Lord. We brought part of you here tonight, Father, and I know many others have, God. So we come tonight, God, expecting, Lord, you to move in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I know all things are possible to them that believe tonight, God. And, Lord, you said if we just believed that we could have anything that we desired, Father. So tonight, Lord, we come, Lord, asking, God, that you'll move in a mighty way, Lord, among the people tonight, God. Lord, we know that if you don't come, Lord, then we won't be a lot happen. But, God, if we can bring you on the scene, and, Lord, I believe we can do that, Lord, if we get in one mind and one accord. The Bible said if two or three together are together in your name, you'd be in the midst, Father. So, Lord, we got many requests tonight, Lord. I know that there's many that are sick, God. There's many that, God, that are going through great tribulation and trials, God, that, Lord, sometimes it don't look like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, Father. It looks like, Lord, sometimes it gets darker every day, but, Lord, you said you'll never put more upon us than that which we were able to bear, Father. Lord, Brother Caleb, Lord, coming back this way from Georgia today and stopped to get something to eat and got sick, and he's been throwing up and vomiting, Lord. He thought he might have got blood poisoning. God, you're able to ease all of that pain tonight, God. And Lord, there's many, Lord, here we heard a request of someone, maybe a brain tumor. God, Lord, we just don't understand all this. But Lord, we know that you said that you'd never put more on us than we could bear. So tonight we bring all of these requests, God, each one that I hold in my hand to you, Father. Lord, I know that you're a healer. I know, God, that you can make a way, Father. I know that when there seems like there's no way, when there looks like the sun's not shining and the dark clouds are just flowing over, God, and it's real gloomy, Lord, and there don't look like there's no hope in sight, but all of a sudden, Lord, there comes a break in the cloud, and You come shining through, God. And Lord, the glistening that comes through that break in the cloud, God, is there's no way to explain. There's no way to say, God, what a great God you are. So tonight we give you all the honor and praise for each thing tonight, God. We just ask your blessings on Brother Darrell. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll lay on him tonight, God, the things, Lord, that would be for some of us tonight, God. If it's just me, Lord, may God, may it prick my heart tonight, God. But Lord, may the word of God come and may it have its influx into our lives today, Father, we pray. Guide us now, bless the service, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father.
You can be seated tonight. Did anybody have a kind of hard, crazy day today? Is there a few people? Some people worked right up until time to come to church. Worked all day. But we made an effort to be here tonight. And I think the Lord sees that effort. And we didn't come just to, as Brother Louis would say, spectate. Let's participate tonight. We made the effort to be here. That effort's in vain if we don't enter in. Let's worship tonight, okay? I'll lead you in worship. I'm going to worship. So I would like for you to join me, okay? Let's sing this, Here I Am to Worship.
Well, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, you stepped out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart.
Of all days,
King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
That's exalting tonight.
Oh, humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake.
All together worthy, all together.
My theophany, G. Just change it up here a little bit. The brothers would like to come lift the offering tonight.
One day I'm gonna take a step toward my theophany. One day I'll take another step into my theophany. Today I know the final step. It's going to set me free. My theophany, I hear it calling me. It's a call to come up a little higher. Perfect word. Oh, come up a little higher into agape love. Come up a little higher. Soar through the heavenly. My theophany, I hear it calling. You worry, little children, should death knock on my door? Death is but a doorway that leads to that heavenly shore. Over there is no heartache, no sorrow, grief, no pain, just perfect love. Peace and joy beyond pain. Take a step toward my theophany. One day I'll take another step into my theophany. I know that final step, it's going to set me free. My theophany, I hear it calling me. Well, the next hill I look and I see victory. Round the next curve in the road, that old devil, he's got to flee. God's army is marching, marching onward to slay that old enemy. Around the next curve, I see Jesus coming for me. Hey, I'm gonna take a step. Into my theophany. One day I know the final step. It's going to set me free. My theophany, I hear it calling me.
Amen. We're looking forward to that tonight. We have two specials for you tonight. Sister Sarah Yance is going to sing, but first, Brother Larry Elliott has done an instrumental, and those CDs are in now and available, and they're going to play one of the songs from that CD for us tonight, and then Sister Sarah, you can come sing after that.
was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why.
Yes, he speaks peace.
It's wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Let's stand tonight. Apologize to Brother Larry. We'll get that straightened out and can play that for you at a later time. It was a CD, not an 8-track, wasn't it? Brother Darrell, get you ready to come. Let's sing a song. I love that man in the middle. Let's just worship tonight. I think we can all agree on that fact. I love him. I thank him for what he's done for me. I thank him for what he's going to do for me. What he's going to do for me tonight. Amen. Let's sing to him tonight and just worship him as Brother Darrell gets ready to come.
Well, there was a mountain, and there were three trees. There was a good man, and there were two thieves. A man called Barabbas was good for the tree, but Jesus took that middle one, and Barabbas went free.
Second verse.
A hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. No yellow flowers, no trees in bloom. The scenery was so dull. Three crosses stood black and bold against a darkened sky, not from pain but a broken heart, that little man died.
Sing to him tonight.
Because I know one more time.
Song just speaks to your heart, don't it? I've often wondered about Barabbas, how he felt that afternoon. Wherever he went when they set him free, that night when he laid down, I wonder what he felt. Have you ever thought about that? I wonder what he was thinking. I wonder if he went by and looked up on the hill. And then I got to thinking, I wonder if he felt what I felt that afternoon in Jonesboro, Tennessee, in an old building when I knelt down there by myself. And that feeling I felt when I got up and I was free. No more alcohol. No more drugs. I was free. The man in the middle made me free. Have I failed him? Yes, I have. I failed him. But he's not one time ever failed me. Oh, can't you love him for that tonight? Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this evening, turn with us to the... We want to read from the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. And then also from Psalms 68, verse 20. We get you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And kind of an honor to be here this evening.
Amen.
Remember our sick and afflicted and... Just trust the Lord Jesus to move for my brother. Different ones in the hospital right now. And we serve a God who's certainly able. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That song got me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 10, and then we're going to read from Psalms 68, 20. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Even in him. Now, Psalms 68, 20. Bible says this, he that is our God is the God of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Won't be old Buddha sitting on the throne. It won't be Hare Krishna. Come on, somebody. Won't be some Islamic. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Unto our God belong the issues from death. Now that word issues means escape. In other words, unto our God belongs the escape from death. He owns it. Oh. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, How great thou art, Lord. How we just worship you tonight and magnify your name. And oh, Lord, we're just so grateful for the man in the middle, Lord. I was the Barabbas. You took my place, Lord, and you set me free. And I thank you for that tonight, dear God. Lord, may you just come and open the word to our hearts, God, that we could see our hour a little more clear, God, that we could see the urgency of the moment that we're living in, dear God. And Father, may we see what's been provided for us, Lord, and may we quickly receive it, Lord, and run to it, Father, and receive the benefits of it, Lord, we pray. For Father, we live in a dark hour, a troublesome time, as Brother Gene said in his prayer, Lord, but Father, it's no surprise to us. You said these things would be here, Lord. You said it would be that way, dear God. So what do we see? We're just seeing the manifestation of the Word of God for this hour, Lord. And if they are fulfilling their part, there's another people on the earth who's commissioned to fulfill their part, dear God. And we are the light in the evening time, Lord. Oh, God, may it strike home to us tonight, Father. May we receive, Lord, the benefits that's been given to us by Calvary. For every redemptive blessing was paid for at Calvary, and it belongs and is placed in the hand of the believer tonight. Oh God, we use it, Lord. We exercise our rights as believers to take hold tonight, Lord, upon the sickness that afflicts your people and say, Satan, no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your hands from God's people. Loose them tonight for the glory of God. Oh Father, may you come through the building tonight. Search our hearts, Lord. Search our lives, Lord. May we be ready against that hour, Lord, for the time is at hand. Bless your children, Lord, the little bride around the world, God. May you do wonderful things tonight. May there be great testimonies tomorrow, because you are our God, the God of our salvation, and unto you belongs the issues of death. God, how we thank you for it tonight, Lord, as we commit this service into your hands for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You kill me with that song. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I went through a local drive-thru here the other day, and I dropped Cheryl off at Sam's to get some stuff for the wedding. And I went through the drive-thru and got some food while she was getting stuff at Sam's and went back to pick her up. And when I come around through the drive-thru there to place my order, I guess maybe the speaker was out. I don't know, but there were some attendants out there with a little iPad, and they were taking orders. And so I pulled up, you know, to where the person was, and I greeted them and said, how do you do? And they said, how you doing? And I actually recognized them. I knew these people. And so as they were there and putting in my order, telling them what I wanted, you know, all of a sudden there was just a few drops of rain begin to fall. It wasn't really raining, but it was just a drop here and a drop there and just enough, you know, a splat that would get your attention that a water drop had fell. And I said, my, it looks like it's going to rain. I said, I hope you don't get wet. And the person taking my order said this to me. They said, I hope I can be like Noah and get inside before the rain comes. And I said to this person, me too. And the reason I said that was that the person taking my order was a young person that used to come to our church. And I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on getting inside before it rains. Yes, sir. Amen. Or for the tape, as I told the brothers, gathering to escape. Amen. Gathering to escape. You see, a gathering is always a reaction to an action. People don't just gather. There's always a reason why somebody gathers. For church, for a wedding, for a funeral, whatever it would be. So we see then that a gathering is that actually a reaction because something has caused a gathering. You know, this September, I will be on the field evangelizing 29 years. The Lord spoke to me back when I was turned 30 years old. I was 29 at the time, and I felt like the Lord spoke to me one day and said, when you turn 30, you'll start traveling. And when I turned 30 years old, the first place I went was down in Beaufort, South Carolina, and preached for Brother John Keith. And from there, it kind of developed to where we're at tonight. But 29 years on the field evangelizing, 19 years this June, full time. And I say it humbly, not to brag on myself, I just want to make a point, but I was gone 166 days from home last year. You know, in 29 years on the field, you get a little sentimental, I guess. And I was driving down through Missouri the other day. And I got to thinking about all the meetings that I'd had in Missouri. Down through the years as a young man, 31, 32 year old, and Brother David Seiler, bosom buddy, he used to follow me over as just a young boy, come to all my meetings down in Missouri. Up down into Arkansas. I know David for years. Wayne Lawson knew he when he was a boy. And I got to thinking about all the meetings, Brother Gene, and I got to thinking about all the different brothers and sisters that I had seen in those meetings. You know, the potlucks after service was over and sitting around the table and just fellowshipping. And I begin to think, this brother's gone and that sister's gone and that brother's gone. And as I was thinking about these things, I thought, oh, what I wouldn't give to go back one time and to be in one of them services again. Just to be there, Brother Leon Wilson's. I love that precious brother. He's been dead for years. I was there the night he died. I used to go down. He was an old, heavy Mississippi accent. And old Brother Leon, you know, he used to say, Brother Wong, come down here to the multi-purpose building. And I thought, what I wouldn't give to go back to the multi-purpose building just one more time. But you see, change is hard. How wonderful it would be, but you see, it'll never be. For the Bible says, here we have no continuing city. Those days are gone. Those meetings are in the history books, if you will. We can never gather back like that again. The multi-purpose building, it don't even exist no more. That whole thing is gone now. And so we can never gather back again to the multi-purpose building. But there is a place, hallelujah, where we all can gather together, where we'll never have to part. And that is in Him. That is in Christ. There's going to be a meeting in the air and we'll never have to part again. You see, I'm talking about gathering in Him. An action, a reaction to an action. One of my favorite characters in history is Geronimo. You know, and I've read his autobiography, and you know, Brother Ben said he was a real gentleman, only fighting for his God-given rights. And Geronimo in his autobiography is talking about how he was down at the market one day. And on the way back from the market, they was met with some runners who told him that the Mexicans had attacked the village. While he was down at the market, they had come into the village and had killed all the women and the children and the old men. And he said, when I heard the news that the village had been attacked, he said, I found that my aged mother and my wife and my three little girls were all among the dead. They had all been slain. And Geronimo said there were no lights in the camp. So without being noticed, he said, I silently turned away and stood down by the river. He said, how long I stood there, I do not know, because he said, I had no purpose left in my life. Everything had been taken away from me. I didn't care if I lived or if I died. He said, how long I stood there, I do not know, he said. But when I saw the warriors arranging for counsel, Geronimo said, I took my place. I gathered around the council fire with the rest of the warriors. And when it comes to make the move, when it comes to do a retaliation, when it comes to strike back against the Mexicans who've done this to his people, he said, I gathered with the warriors and I found my place among them. Brother Branham talked about the Magi's, that they were stargazers, and they watched the heavens for the sign of the Messiah to manifest. And the prophet said they worshiped the one true God. And so they would go up on the rooftop and they would build a fire because they knew that that one true God dwelled in fire. And they would gather themselves around this sacred fire, watching and waiting for a sign of the Messiah, waiting for God to move. They would gather around the sacred fire. You see, something was causing them to gather. Geronimo and the warriors were gathering for revenge. They were gathering for stargazers to see the sign of the Messiah, to see God move. And I say to you, I don't know where you're at tonight. I don't know where you're living at tonight. I don't know what your plans are for the future. I don't even know what you think about this message tonight. But what I want to say to everybody who hears my voice tonight, I want you to understand whatever your plans are, brother and sister, I want you to know it's gathering time. And when you see God's people begin to gather around and unite themselves around the pillar of fire, when you see God's people finding their safe around the sacred fire of God, the Holy Spirit manifesting in the midst of the people, I tell you, find your place. Find your place around the fire of God because it's moving time. The prophet talked about Mother Eagle and how she took her little ones and set them down into a field. And flew high up on the cleft of a rock and sat down. And the prophet was watching through binoculars. And he watched those little eagles. He said, my, what a jubilee they were having. When I listened to him describe this, I thought, I'd like to be in a church service like that. They were just jumping over one another. They were chirping. They were happy. You know, I don't know why people are scared of noise in church. I don't understand why people scared of noise in church. I heard Brother Andrew say it one time, and I was down in Florida. I actually saw it myself. But there's a sign down there. The people in Florida around the local Air Force base were complaining about the F-18s and the 16s and all the noise that they make. There's one flew over at the house the other day, rattled the windows. And they were flying, and the people were complaining about the noise, and they wanted it to stop. So the Air Force put up a big sign at the gate, said, pardon our noise, but it's the sound of freedom. Hallelujah. Well, I'm afraid that if I go to church, somebody might scream. Well, pardon our scream. Pardon our shout. Pardon our hallelujah. But it's the sound of freedom. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ has made us free. No more condemnation. It's under the blood. They were jumping and frolicking, having a big time, and the prophet was watching them. He said, all at once, way off in the north, he said, the northerner started thundering. The thunder began to roar. He said, I watched that mother eagle. So she threw up that head. She began to look. Said she let out a scream. And come off that rock and flew down into that grassy field and stretched forth her wings. And he said, perhaps the little ones being instructed before they left the nest. She must have told him, in case you need to escape, this is what you do. She was giving him, oh hallelujah, she was giving them instructions how to get out of the field safely. And he said, perhaps being instructed before they left the nest, that here they come running. And he said they grabbed a hold of those claws, grabbed a hold of their wings, hooked their beak into those feathers. And he said she lifted off that metal with all those little eagles on her back, flew straight into a storm that was blowing 40 miles an hour. The prophet of God said, I cried like a baby. Because he said, I thought someday he'll come from glory. He'll stretch forth his wings. Luther knows his place. Wesley knows his place. Hallelujah. We know our place. Each of us being instructed, hallelujah, by the revealed word of God for our day. We know exactly where we are, exactly where we need to be. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll grab a hold of the wings of Jehovah and he'll lift us into glory. Gathering to escape. Gathering to escape. The prophet said we're coming down to the gathering time. The harvest time. Genesis was a planting of the seed. And for 6,000 years has been maturing of the harvest. And now the seed has become seed itself. The seed has become seed itself. But it didn't go back this way. It went full circle. In other words, it went through its cycle of growth. There was a predetermined cycle for a wheat plant that you would plant it. And it would go through its cycle. And when it got to the final stage of growth, it would be the maturity stage. And how do you know that it's mature? Because it's seed again. You see, if the farmer harvests any other time prior to having seed, he can never have another crop. So he must wait in love for the seed that was planted to go full cycle of growth. And when it reaches a level of... When will he take this bride? When she reaches a level of maturity that she can reproduce him on the earth again. Hallelujah. For what is he coming for? A bride who is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, life of his life. She is him on the earth. Hallelujah. It's seed time again. It's seed time again. What's happening? The seed is coming to maturity. Now the seed has become seed itself. It went back to the blossom, from the blossom to the fruit. And it's gathering time now. Harvest time now. All the great things that started, the true church that started in Genesis, has come down to the fruit time. The fruit of the Spirit. Let me tell you something. This bride will not be a barren bride. She will not be a fig tree who bears no fruit. Come on, somebody. But she will bear and manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Huh? Hallelujah. The Antichrist spirit that started in Genesis has come down to its fruit. And we're just now in the closing time of the world's entire dispensation of mortal beings. Everything is dying around us, including our government. And yet the prophet said, it's the greatest time that anyone or any age ever lived is this time. Oh, Brother Dow, it's so dark, it's so gloomy, it's so cold, the people are so hard. I know, it's a wonderful time, it's a great time, because the Bible said they would do that. But when they are doing that, they are a people on the earth who is the light of the hour, and they are manifesting, hallelujah, they are manifesting the life of Christ. Amen. The greatest age could ever live in is this day. God has given us the privilege to live in the greatest time. It's a shaken time. It's a troublesome time for sinners. But it's a marvelous time for Christians. Because we know we are packing up, getting the last little things together to go home to meet the Lord. It's one of the most horrible times for the unbeliever and the sinner that he has ever witnessed, because the doom time is close at hand. And it's the most blessed time for the believer. The worst time for the sinner, the blessed time for the believer. And it's happening at the same time. It's the most blessed time for the believer, for their redemption is at hand. The two factions is in the earth tonight. The believer and the unbeliever. The one the Lord is coming to receive, and the one the Lord is coming to condemn. At His coming. Amen. At His coming. He will do both at the same time. Yeah. He will receive one and condemn the other. Yeah. At the same time. Amen. He will bless one and curse the other at His appearing. So then we see we are at the gathering time. It's seed time or harvest time. The seed that was planted has come full cycle, and now it's seed time again, making Him Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. It's the gathering time. It's the gathering time, because that's the only time, Brother Terry, that He can take her is in this season. The season of the harvest. The season of maturity. The Word has become flesh. Exactly like He promised in Luke 17, Malachi 4. See? That's right, Revelations. All true life that was in the stalk, tassel, and husk is now gathering in the seed. Don't you see, Brother Gene? All Luther had, Wesley got. Plus all Wesley had. And it comes on down. Now we are the fullness. The seventh church age is the fullness of the previous six church ages. We are the consummation of Luther, Wesley, restoration of the gifts. It's all come down to the seed time, the seed chapter, the harvest time. And all that revelation, all that life is now in her. Hallelujah. Manifesting what? The fullness. Oh, glory to God. It's now gathered in the seed, ready for the resurrection, ready for the harvest. The Alpha has become the Omega. Amen. The groom has become the bride. Hallelujah. The first has come last. And the last is first. The seed that went in has come through a process and has become seed again. Jesus said, there'd be fearful signs in the heavens. We got them. They call them UFOs. The prophet said they were investigating angels. Fearful sights in the heavens. Man's heart's failing for fear. Perplexity of times, distress between nations. Sounds like the evening news at Fox. Don't you see, he says, the seed time is here now. The harvest time, the things the Bible said would come to pass. The seed that's been planted, don't you see it? It's taking life. The seed that was planted is taking life. And it's living. It's living. It's living. You see, it's the seed taking life. That's what's causing the gathering. The reaction of an action. It's moving time. There's no question it's moving time. That's not the question. The question tonight is, what are you gathering to? It's gathering time. It's moving time. That's a given. There's no use. There's no debate on that. Amen. Amen. But the real question is what are you gathering to? Because you see, every person in this building, man, woman, boy, girl, it don't matter. Every one of us must gather to something. Because it's gathering time. You see, friends, don't you see? That's why they sat among us for years. Brother Gene, for years, they sat among us. They led singing in our churches. But where are they tonight? They're gone. They went out from us because they were not a part of us. They are gathering to their own. They are gathering to their own. But we are also gathering. It's gathering time. Gathering to escape. You see that sign right there above the door? That is a lighted exit sign. They are markers to tell us, in case of an emergency, how to escape. How to get out of this building. Huh? If you need to leave quickly, if we need to escape, if we need to get out, these signs, these lighted exit signs, show us the way out. I say it humbly. God knows I do, but I flew 111,000 air miles last year. And every flight I was ever on, they gave the emergency, whatever that's called. Thank you. And they'll stand out there. There are two exits at the back, two in the middle, two here, and look behind you. The exit behind you might be the closest exit. Illuminated lights in the aisle will instruct you on how to get out. And if you're sitting at the exit door, you have to read the card to tell you how to open the door. Don't worry about me opening it. I'd probably run through it. But you know what I see on those flights? Same thing you see if you've ever flew. People looking at magazines, people sending texts, people with their earbuds in, people looking at their iPads. Nobody pays attention. Nobody listens to what that poor woman says, and she has to do it every flight. Do you know why they don't listen? You know why they don't look up? You know why they don't look for the exit sign? Because they don't think they need it. But I saw just last week where a window blew out of a plane and about sucked the co-pilot out. I'd say somebody was looking for the exit sign. Yes, sir. Huh? They don't pay attention. People don't pay attention in church. They'll laugh and get notes and get up and go to the bathroom 57 times in one service. You know why they don't think they need to hear what's being said? But let a fire break out. Let a shooter come into the church. Come on, somebody. Let an emergency break out. Now all of a sudden, everybody trying to find the exit. But a lot of times it's too late. The chaos is on them. The destruction is on them. It's only those who are prepared against the hour will escape. Did you see the news the other day in Hawaii? Where some guy pushed the wrong button. Of course, he's looking for a job. But he pushed the wrong button. And everybody started getting text. Imminent nuclear warhead airstrike. 13 minutes to impact. This is not a drill.
That's right.
Whoa. 13 minutes to impact. This is not a drill.
Amen.
Did y'all hear that? It was in the news. People ran into the streets screaming. People ran into churches. People ran into the police station. They ran into hospitals. People called their kids and said, hey, you know, they was vacationing over in Hawaii out there laying on the beach. And they called the kids, hey, Daddy wants to tell you, I won't see you no more. People screaming, people crying, people hugging one another, people running, not knowing where to go.
Amen.
13 minutes to impact. What would you do tonight if you knew you had exactly 13 minutes to live? And yet, before this service is over, thousands of people will die in the United States.
Amen.
13 minutes running into a church, but it was too late. The church could not help them. The police could not help them. They were trying to find a place themselves. But you see, it was fake. It wasn't real. It was a mistake. But the point I'm making is, when it struck them, the realization, I'm fixing to be destroyed, they were not ready. Like in the days of Noah, when Noah predicted 120 years. And though his message was a message of mercy, the people failed to heed the message. It was something that was sent to save them. And yet, they would not listen.
Amen.
That's not a very beautiful picture of the times of today.
Amen.
You say, how could you say beautiful, Brother Branham? Painting a picture to us like that. He said, it's beautiful. Because the Lord Jesus is coming soon for His church. It's the most beautiful thought that any creature of God's could ever think of, to get out of this chaos. To get into the blessed glory where the old will be young forever. And the sick will be healed forever. There'll be no more sorrows. No more heartaches. If that ain't the most beautiful picture that I can think of. How blessed it is for those who are waiting for that gathering time. It's beautiful. What makes it so beautiful is because in that time of judgment, there was a door of escape. It was in the ark that God had provided. Unto our God, the God of salvation, belongs the escape from death.
Amen.
Our God owns the escape route, the exit.
Amen.
Don't you see who the exit lighted sign is? It's Christ. I am the light of the world, He said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the door. And in that time of judgment, what did God provide for them? He provided for them an escape route, an escape door.
Amen.
It was in the ark that God had provided. And to our God belongs the escape from death. God cared for those who cared to escape in the days of Noah. And He sent them a prophet, and that prophet directed them to God's provided way. God's way of doing things. God spoke to Noah and told Noah to prepare the ark for the saving of His people. To warn all the people that he had. One way of salvation. One way, not three, not five. Well, I'm going to do it my own way. I ran into a guy in the airport the other day. He used to be in this message. He tried to explain to me his way of salvation. Not only was I confused, he was confused. That's my way, he said. That's the way I think it is. But if it don't line up with the Word, it's the wrong way.
Amen.
Noah prepared the ark. Amen. A man was a vindicated prophet to prove the way of escape. Humble and sincere. Heard this man. Heard him. They escaped the death of the world of sin. The world was being destroyed in that day. They escaped the death route. that was laying upon the whole world. God so cared for them. When the world was on the death route, the whole world, he said, my spirit would not always strive with man. And the whole world was on the death route. But God cared for those who cared to escape. And God provided an escape route. God provided an exit sign. God provided an escape door for those who wanted to leave. The pull was so great. I want you to think about this. I'll hurry. But the pull was so great to even the animals knew that something was wrong. The pull to escape was so great that even the animals felt the pull. Prophet said, I can see old mother bird sitting up there, father bird just singing away, and the first clap of thunder began, and lightning zigzagged across the sky, and I can hear father bird say to mother bird, come on dear, let's head right straight to the ark. That's exactly what Noah said was going to happen. That's the Spirit of God moving in us. Let's go to the ark, dear. Let's go to the ark. I can see old Mother Campbell out there eating on the side of the hill. Father Campbell over here, where the first bolt of lightning went through the sky, and the signs and wonders begin to appear. The signs and wonders begin to appear. I can hear Father Campbell say to Mother Campbell, come on, Mom. That's it. Something's tugging on the inside of here. Something's moving me. I've got to get to the ark, let me tell you. If you feel that pull, if you feel that pull, I say to you tonight, run. Something's moving me. I've got to get into the ark. I said, I tell you, God had ordained that they would come into the ark. What was happening? They were gathering to escape. They were gathering to escape. Where were they gathering at? In the door of the ark. The narrow way that led into the ark. What did he say? I have set before you an open door. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And the few that'll be that'll find it. For broad is the way that leads to destruction. What were they being led to? What were they being drawn to? A narrow opening in the side of the ark. The escape route. One generation on a route to death. The others were on a route to escape. You see, there were two gatherings. One being led by God was gathering in the ark. And one group gathering on the outside of the ark. Two gatherings. One was gathering in for safety. The other was gathering on the outside, mocking and laughing. But don't fail to get this. The same message gathered both of them there. There's not another message. There's not another way. This is the way. Don't you see the very message you say you can't live will condemn you? The very message, not another. There's not one for the Baptists and one for the Catholics. And what? Come on, somebody. There's one message. There's one God. There's one way. There's one faith. The same message, Brother Terry. The same message caused both people, both groups together. One for escape. One for destruction. What did God say? He said, I will laugh at you in that day. For I piped and you would not dance. I called and you gave me no answer. What's he got to do? Hog ties, throw us in? What's he got to do to convince us this is the way out? We are gathering to escape. What did he do to them? Just look at it for a minute. What did he do? He sent them a message. Vindicated by light. A prophet with a mouth. Don't you see? He's done the same thing to us. On the outside laughing. on the outside mocking. Hey, Noah!
Yeah.
Woo! Come out, Noah! Can Noah come out and play? Come on, Noah. Come on, Noah. We've shot instruments up in the sky. There ain't no rain up there. We've searched all the newspapers. We can't find that article, Noah. Have you been looking at the book, Facebook? Have you been... Brother Dolly had Facebook. Well, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Come on, somebody. Don't you see they did the same thing they're doing right now? Mocking the messenger, mocking his message, making fun of him. Laughing at you. Why are you a bunch of boat cults? You're just a boat cult. Following some man. I saw somebody post on social media complaining about this church. They said, I thank God we don't follow a dead man. I thought, are you serious? Do you read Paul? Do you read Peter? I thought, what a stupid statement. That's so stupid it ain't even worth answering. We don't follow no dead man, really. Peter been dead for 2,000 years. They still reading his writings. Come on, somebody. How ignorant! Brother Dale, you shouldn't say that. Okay. How physically challenged or whatever. They were laughing at the messenger, laughing at his message, laughing at the ark. But don't you see? Noah's preaching the way of escape and his very message manifested before them. The very message he was preaching produced a boat. The same message had gathered both of them there. One was mocking, one was laughing. And all at once, the door shut. But when the first day nothing happened, the second day nothing, by the third day, they was up tap dancing on top of the boat. Yeah, you want us to cut you out, buddy? That door, it must be hot in there. Do you have air conditioning? No. Come on, no, we'll get you out. Come on, buddy. Can you hear us? Are you still alive in there? And all at once, the rain started. It might have just been a shower at first. But it didn't stop. It didn't stop. It kept raining and raining. We don't understand. We shot instruments up in the air. We don't understand. How in the world is it raining? There's nothing up there. But you see, if God says it's going to rain from the sky, it's going to rain from the sky. I don't have to figure it out. I just believe it. God said so. I don't know how he makes the blind see. I don't know how he makes the lame walk. I don't know how he does it. I'm just so glad that he does it. Hallelujah. We don't understand. The waters always come up from the deep. It's always come up from the ground. But God didn't say ground. God said sky. No one was hid. They found a hiding place. Oh, aren't you glad, friends? You found a hiding place tonight in Christ. We're sealed away by the Holy Ghost. So hid, the prophet said, the devil can't even find you if you had to. You could be so hid in Christ, the devil can't even find you. Do you know when that door shut, they never saw Noah again? They never saw him again. kept getting higher and higher. And all of a sudden, they're laughing and they're jeering. And their Facebook posts, their Twitter accounts, they started deleting them. But it was too late. The rain kept coming. Hey, Noah! Noah! That'd be it, Noah. I was just kidding with you, man. I didn't mean nothing by that, Noah. We're buddies. We work together down at the plant. Another said, no, Noah, I was in that message for a while. I came there for a while. I never said nothing against you, Noah. I never said nothing against the message. Let me in, Noah, please let me in. For God's sake, Noah. If you can't take me, take my baby, Lord. Don't let my baby drown. My baby's done nothing wrong. It's not my baby's fault. It's my fault. I never took him to church. It's not my baby's fault, no, please. Please let my baby in. Don't let my baby drown. But you see, Brother Turner, as you all well know, Noah couldn't open the door. Because he never shut the door. God shut the door. The gathering time was complete. The door was shut. And Noah listened. He listened to one by one. The voices were silenced. Till all he heard was their bodies beating against the boat. Two groups. One gathered to escape. The other gathered for destruction. Oh, God, friends. My brother said, I believe today with the signs and wonders appearing everywhere and the coming of the Son of God. I believe that every man or woman that's ordained of God to hear the voice of God hears that tug. They shove to the ark as fast as they can go. Get into safety for God's provided way for man to escape. We're so happy to know there is a way of escape. For the name of the Lord is a tower that the righteous run into and they are safe. May the sinner, friend, boy, girl, man, woman, may they see the open door, the opportunity to run to Christ in this hour. In all the chaos, in all the confusion, in all the darkness, as Brother Gene so well described in his prayer, all that's happening around us right now, the hate and the feeling, the coldness and the hardness of the people, the chaos among the nations, all the darkness that's upon us. But here in this day, there is a door. There is a door of escape that's been given to you and I. The door of escape. Unto our God belongs the escape from death. We can step through the door. We can step through the door and let off the pressure. Like the little rabbit. Like the little rabbit that was running from the hounds. And he found that cleft in the rock. When he slid through that crevice into the rock, he could just. Pressure. Pressure, friends. I remember in a small scale, but just some way trying to describe. Thought, how can I describe it? And it come to me this way. I remember 67 days in a hospital room. Day in and day out. Me and Cheryl and Jessica. Needles and scans and nurses. Never understand why a nurse wakes you up to give you sleeping medicine. I'm just don't understand it. But doctors, lawyers, TV crews, newspapers. There's no way I can describe to you in words the pressure. Trying to be strong for Cheryl. And I couldn't even be strong for myself. In your stomach, just like a rock, it never went away. That lump in your throat, every time the doctor came in, and tell us it don't look good. That lump that you get in your throat. But I cannot begin to tell you the feeling. I can't even describe in words what I felt. After 67 days, and we came home and the yard was full of people. Some of you folks was there, and I thank you so much for doing that. TV crew was out there. They had big signs welcoming us home. But when everybody was gone, Brother Gene. But Rob, I can't tell you the feeling. When I shut the door, I stepped through the door into my house and shut the door. And me and Cheryl and Jessica was home. Hallelujah. There's no feeling. There's no feeling. And this is what I'm trying to do. You can step through that door tonight.
Amen.
Into His presence. Gathering to escape. His power is here by His blood through redemption. He showed His power to escape death. Through the blood, He showed His power to make a way of escape by redemptive power. And today, you who have accepted, you have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from sin. The power of the Holy Ghost is here to lead you to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power of God is here to transform you from sickness to health, from bound to liberty. God moving in the exodus of His church. She's coming into blossom where God will gather her, His grain. Coming out of darkness into marvelous light. Coming out of darkness. In the marvelous light. Coming out of darkness into marvelous light. The world has gone totally insane. I saw the other day where a man married a pizza. I'd say that was a cold marriage by morning. Nonsense. That's nonsense. And if you say something about that, you're a pizza phobic. Or something. Coming out of the darkness. We laugh. We laugh. They're serious. You know why? Because we're come out of the darkness into His marvelous light. We can see. We can see. As long as there's an eternity. As long as there's an eternity, friends. Christ will ever be the Savior. And the way out of every problem, every difference, every trial, everything you are facing tonight in your life, we trust in Jesus. He is the escape route. He is the exit door. He is the way out of the chaos. He is your way out tonight, young person. Mama, daddy, brother, sister, whoever you are tonight, Christ is your way out. He's the escape door. What's happening on this here? I'm closing. What's happening on the hill? What's happening right here? On this hillside, a group of people who are chosen have come from the north and the south and the east and the west under a messenger with a message of warning. We have come here to gather ourselves because something is tugging in our hearts. We are gathering around and under the sacred fire of the Holy Ghost. We have heard the cry, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sins, and I will receive you unto myself. We are gathering in Him, gathering in Him. We are not gathering in a creed, not in a dogma, not in push play, not in Jeffersonville. Come on, somebody. We are gathering in Christ. Come out of her, and I will gather you unto myself. Brother Terry, what are we gathering for? We are gathering to escape. We're going to escape the fear. Escape damnation. We're going to escape plagues. We're going to escape judgment. We're going to escape destruction. We're going to escape death. We're going to escape sorrow. We are gathering to escape. Come go with us. Come go with us. Let's go together. Why sit ye here till you die? Let's gather in Him. We are gathering in Him for a body change. We are gathering in Him for a rapture to return to the image that God had of us in His mind before there was a world. Seed time. The seed time is here. The harvest time, the things the Bible said would come to pass. The seed that's been planted, don't you see? It's taken life and it's living. The seed is living. That's why it's not a written. That's why it's not a written voice or a recorded voice, but it's a spoken word age. Hallelujah. When the bride, oh glory to God, when the bride by faith takes the word of God into her heart and speaks it back upon her lips, it's just the same as deity speaking. Every mountain must move. Don't you see the world? Once more we'll hear from God. It will be through His bride. The final voice to the final age. A living God in a living people, a living bride. Gathering to escape. Brother Harry, come. Brothers, come. Listen to me as we close. Say what you want to say about me. I found out there's one good thing about getting old. You really don't care what people think about you anymore. So I say to you tonight, laugh at me, make fun of me. Whatever you want to do, it don't matter. But I would say to you, get a good look at me. Because soon and very soon, you will see me no more. Hallelujah! 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 We are going up yonder. We are going up yonder. We're gathering ourselves together for the escape, the greatest escape the world has ever seen. I've got a token. I've got a ticket for the escape. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. As Moses told them, look at the taskmasters that beat you, that abuse you, for you will see them no more forever. Under the power of redemption, we are gathering. We're becoming the Word, and the Word is becoming flesh. Escape. You know, they got a game down in Gatlinburg. Some of the young people went to it before, called the escape game. Y'all stand, we're close. It's called the escape game. And you go in there, I've never been there, but they tell me about it. You go in there, got so many, you go into a room, and they lock you in. No way out. And they give you a bunch of clues. And you've got to solve these mysteries. And if you can solve the mystery, It'll show you the way out. We've been put in a lockdown called Laodicea. Your family's there. Your neighbors are there. People you go to school with, they're all locked down in this room of Laodicea. But lucky, or not lucky, that's the wrong word. By predestination, by election. Oh, that sounds so much better. God chose to send you and I, Elijah the prophet. And he taught the revelation of the mysteries. And showed us the way out. Oh, they say the game is fun. Well, I'd like to play it sometime. I've got news for you. We're in it right now. We are gathered on this hillside to escape. We're going to escape, friends. We are going to escape. Brother Branham said they pushed that button. They pushed that button and the bombs explode on the earth. He said before the ash ever fell back to the earth from the bombs, we would be in him in glory. Before Kim Young-jong, Dung-dung-gong, whoever he is. If he was to push the button right now, before that button ever hit us, we just follow the exit out. Do you love him tonight? Are you ready to go tonight? It's here, friends. Don't you see? What brought you to this service? I know it wasn't you didn't come to hear me. I know that. What brought you here? What pulled you here? Don't you see? It's God tugging on you, pulling you. Come this way. Come this way. Come and live. Come and live. Taste of me and see that I'm good. Come. It's harvest time. It's seed time. Do you love him tonight? Let's bow our heads. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, I feel my heart, Lord. Oh, I feel it just jumping inside. I'm not a smart man, Lord. I don't know good words. I hardly know English. But Lord, I wished I did. I wished I was smart. I wished I did have good words. I wished I was a good orator, could speak, Lord. To tell you, God. To tell you what I feel in my heart right now. I don't have the words, Lord. So listen to my heart. Listen to what my heart's saying. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for the escape. Unto our God belongs the escape from death. When they struck that blood across the door and the death angel passed through, you own the borders of death. Death could not come across that blood. And oh God, if we're under the blood of Christ tonight, let the death angel pass. God's bride safe at last. Oh Father, how we thank you tonight, Lord. Speak to our hearts, God. Oh God, don't let us be like it was that day of Noah. Oh God, there was two gathering stores. One for destruction, one for deliverance. Oh God, may we step through that door tonight. Speak to every heart, Lord. If you're here tonight, friend, something's tugging on your heart. Would you just come, just talk it over? Say, Lord, I want that route tonight. I want to step through that door in you, Lord. I want to let off the pressure. I can't do it myself. Oh, don't be like that. I want to get inside before the rain comes. I want to be inside before the rain comes. I want to be inside before the rain comes. Are you ready tonight, friends? You want to come talk it over. Brother Harry, play something softly. The altar's open for you. Not only is he escape for salvation, he's our escape route for healing. Step through that door tonight. Lay your sugar down. Lay your arthritis down. Lay your oppression down. That nervousness that's bothering you, that back trouble, won't you just lay it down tonight? Just step through that door. The door is here. Christ, he's here tonight. Are you ready to go, friends? To step through that door tonight. We are gathering to escape. We're not gathering to start another organization. We're not gathering to start another movement. We are gathering to go home. For here we have no continuing city. When the Titanic struck that iceberg that night, they had no choice. Those who could, those who were able, got into the lifeboat. Others drowned that night because they could not get to the boats. But Christ is here tonight, friends.
Yes, he is.
Let the death angel pass. Amen and amen. Anyone want prayer tonight, we'll be glad to pray with you. Let the death angel pass, God's bride safe at last. Through the token he gave, that we could be saved. Hallelujah and glory to God. Blood's been applied, the Spirit abides. Let the death angel pass. Let the death angel pass. God's bride safe at last. Amen. Oh, the token he gave, so we could be saved. Oh, hallelujah and glory. Anyone else tonight want prayer? Are you ready, friends? Are you ready to go? Amen. Oh, step through the door tonight. Step through the door tonight. To our God, the God of salvation, belongs the issues of death. Amen. Oh, the token he gave, that we could be saved. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Brother Terry.
The bride's safe at last. In the token he gave, that we could be saved. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. The blood's been applied, the Spirit abides. Let the dead let the death angel pass, the bride safe at last. In the token he gave, that we could be saved. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. The blood's been applied. The Spirit abides. Let the death angel pass. I feel the pull. I hear the call. And I know your Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me. Lord, I agree. Lord, please come and take control. I feel the pull. I feel the pull. I hear the call. And I know your Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me in my soul. And with each line and phrase, he was drawing me to give a higher praise. I feel the pull. I feel the pull. I hear the call. And I know his Spirit's moving. He speaks to me.
world around worship and obey. Say, where I'm going, somewhere
the heartache that it brings. There's a comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. God will give me grace. I'm gonna run this Christian race till I see my Savior.
To the multi-purpose building. We're going higher than that. Woo. Woo. How do you know we're going? Because we've heard the message of the hour. We've heard the scream of the eagle. Come up higher. What did he say? I put before you an open door. Come on up, John. John, come on up. I got more I want to talk to you about. Amen. I don't know what God told Enoch. But whatever God told Enoch when they walked together, when God got over and said, you know, I think I'll go home. Whatever Enoch heard, he believed it. And it must have been about him because Enoch turned to God and said, I think I'll just go with you. He had caught the revelation. He was such a part of God that wherever God could go, he could go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gathered in him. Oh my, he's just let off the pressure, Brother Charlie. Do you love him tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. You that was prayed for, you that should have been prayed for, and you that wanted to be prayed for and didn't get prayed for, I want you to walk out that door tonight, whatever's bothering you, I want you to leave it right there at your seat and walk out that door free. Well, Brother Darrell, I don't know it'll work. Well, it won't work if you don't try it. Just walk out that door thanking God for your healing, thanking God for your deliverance, thanking God for the rapture, thanking God for sending Elijah. He loves us. He loves us. Like that little daisy. Oh, that little story of the daisy, you know. He loves me, he loves me not. She loves me. She, you remember we done that when we was a kid. His just says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. How many ways can he say it? At least seven church ages. Amen. God bless you, saints. It's certainly been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. 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 Oh, mercy. Let's just bow our heads. I hope I hadn't kept you too long. But, ooh, I feel good. Amen. Desire your prayers. We're leaving Saturday for Ohio. I've got three services, and they come home Monday and leave Tuesday for Alaska. We'll be up there for 4 or 5 days in a Native American meeting up there. So we just desire your prayers. Lord, to just give us traveling grace. I was coming home the other night out of Missouri, and oh my, just about. The car coming down the wrong side of the interstate, and the tractor and trailer had it blocked. And when the tractor and trailer moved over, the car was right on me. Just by the grace of God, I was able to swerve out of his way. I tell you, I thought about it all week, just how God's grace to me just to keep me. Brought me another trip home. You know, I got home, I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. You brought me home again. Amen. Amen. I look forward to that same Jesus. He'll bring me home again one day. Amen. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. Let's bow our heads. We thank you. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank the Lord for his presence. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you tonight. We're just so grateful, Lord, as we see the two gatherings, it's evident, Lord. You see the darkness compressing and congealing itself together, manifesting through the people, Lord, cutting their bodies, tattooing their bodies, destroying their bodies, destroying the countries they live in, under an anointing of destruction, dear God. And your prophet said, Lord, you could not send destruction until the people come under the anointing for it, Lord. Father, we see now the volcano erupting there in Hawaii, Lord, just to things that are to be, Lord. Wiping off the old, creating the new, Lord. Oh, Father. California, Lord, the waters rising in California. Your Yellowstone bubbling, Lord. Signs in the earth, signs in the heavens. Lord, if all that's true and you said it would be and it is, then this other part's true too, Lord. Somebody's becoming this on the earth, and we believe we're gathered here with those folks tonight. God, may we lay aside every weight, every sin, Lord. May we separate ourselves from the world and the things of the world. May we step into that ark, Lord. Let the door close in behind us. Seal us in, Lord. Hide us in you. Lord, each one that was prayed for tonight, may the need be met, dear God, we pray. May there be great testimonies. We just love you, Lord. Commit it into your hands. Go with your people now, Lord. Give us traveling grace. Bless Brother Donnie and him. I believe they're in New York, Father. If I'm right, I'm not sure, Lord. Wherever he would be tonight, just bless our brother, Lord. Bless your little bride around the world. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for being the man in the middle. Thank you so much, Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the saints said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. You go in the fear of the Lord tonight. Shake somebody's hand on the way out and say, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. Amen. Sing us home, brother. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Oh, isn't it good?
We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. Dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, see the King. Soon and very soon,
to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more sorrow there, we are going to see the King. Oh, there'll be no more sorrow there, we are going to see the King. No more sorrow there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we'll be there. Oh, we are going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, see you.